Fiji's done a lot of things really well, and some of the most important things, like political leadership, has been there all along. They've financed their national response using their own national resources. They've had a great collaboration between the communities, particularly the communities most at risk of HIV infection, as well as faith-based communities, working with the communities at the village level and at the provincial level. So there's been this kind of collaboration and joint work. And then I think finally, Fiji's really done a marvelous job at reviewing their national legislation to make sure that no one's left behind, is that national policies don't exclude and welcome people living with HIV and whose people's sexual orientation is different than the norm, and people who oftentimes are excluded are brought on board and are part of the response.
We've seen also in the recent past Fijian leaders speaking up on this particular topic, notably the former president, Ratu Apeli Latikau. He was very prominent in what he had to say about the situation. I mean, how important is it that people at the top put this issue out there and don't let people forget that it hasn't plainly gone away? Still many, many people are affected by HIV and AIDS.
That's right. Here in Asia Pacific, we have 5 million people, 5 million people living with HIV. We have nearly 300,000 new infections last year. So the HIV hasn't gone away. We've got it on the run. We're making great progress. We've seen more and more people accessing treatment. We have more than 2 million people in Asia and the Pacific on treatment. Here in Fiji, they've been able to use government resources. 100% of the people on treatment here are accessing treatment through government channels. So that's the kind of leadership that you'd like to see. And the former president and speaker of the House, Ratu Apeli Ratikau, he's just been a champion. He's been champion not just for a day and a night. He's been a champion day in, year out. And we're delighted that today we're going to announce him as the UNAIDS Goodwill Ambassador for the Pacific. And I think everybody in the Pacific knows the leadership that he's provided. And Fiji is a country that has directly benefited from that.
So in that new role, how much of an impact do you think that the former president of one Pacific country could have on the others, particularly on issues like homosexuality and sex work? Of course, in many cases, either or both are still illegal across the Pacific, and therefore makes it very difficult to tackle the whole HIV-AIDS issue as far as that particular group of society are concerned.
Sure. I think, you know, these kinds of issues are tough in every country, in almost every country. But the president, the former president, he has walked the walk, he's talked the talk. He has, during his tenure, he introduced legislation that was passed in which punitive laws regarding men who have sex with men. He's removed travel restrictions. He's ensured that government budgets were accountable for meeting the health needs of their people. I mean, all of these are kinds of leadership things that he has put on the table, he's put on the agenda, and he said, these things make a difference. So, you know, I think he's got a lot of political capital. He's introduced policies which have been adopted and are implemented, and he's set up opportunities for everybody in Fiji to participate in the national response. Church groups and people who are living with HIV, people who are in government, people who are outside of government. You know, he's walked the walk, talked the talk, and I think his credibility is very high, not only in this region, not only in this country, but also in this region and indeed throughout the world.
Is his credibility sufficient to change popular attitudes, if I can put it that way? I mean, there's still a lot of prejudice around the Pacific, a lot of stigma attached to HIV and AIDS, and that perhaps is the hardest problem of all to solve, to persuade people that HIV and AIDS is not something to be afraid of or something to be discriminated against. You just have to help people.
That's right. That's right. You know, today we had a World AIDS Day prayer breakfast with church leaders and with the president and with the Minister of Health. And I mean, this is exactly what all the folks in the room are talking about. The biggest challenge is yes, of course, getting people on the treatment, and yes, preventing new infections. But the most difficult challenge is eliminating stigma and discrimination. And, you know, and in this course, the Pacific Islands, and particularly Fiji, they've not only influenced what happens here in Fiji, but I can tell you quite honestly, here in our region in Asia Pacific, the president has chaired regional meetings hosted by the UN where governments come together and agree on certain sets of policy. Fiji's carried its weight way, way much more than one might expect in these regional dialogues. And then even at the global level in 2011, when the world gathered at the United Nations in New York, Fiji was very vocal and spoke up very clearly on the need to eliminate stigma and discrimination. And as the president said, is nothing for us without us. And he understands that you don't do programs for people, you do programs with people.